this isn't your home anymore. You're no longer the great one. As a matter of fact, you're looking at the great one. You're looking at the most electrifying king in sports entertainment. Excuse me, Beck, can I take this for a second? I take this one, thank you so much. Just because you won King of the Ring, it doesn't actually make you a king. And it certainly sure as hell doesn't make you want to walk around here dressing like a 35-year-old virgin hanging out at Comic-Con. No. So you got to get it in your head. See, Becky Lynch is the man. However, you don't see Becky Lynch walking around here holding a pair of testicles, do you?
But if I did, they'd be a whole lot bigger than yours.
My testicles are perfectly adequate. And I'm the king, so I'll dress however I want. I'll do whatever I want because I'm superior to you. I am superior to you. I am superior to all of you. And the way I see it is this city only has one king, and it sure as hell is not LeBron James.
Born September 13th in Lenexa, Kansas. A three-time Golden Gloves champion and standout football player at Northwest Missouri State University, he spent time with the Indianapolis Colts and Arizona Cardinals before launching a career in pro wrestling in 2012, quickly establishing himself as the man everyone loves to hate in the WWE, and recently assuming his rightful throne as King of the Ring. And this Friday night, he returns home to Kansas City to take on Roman Reigns as WWE SmackDown rolls into the Sprint Center. Please welcome, WWE star and friend of the show, the King, Baron Corbin.
You, my friend, have become the most hated man in all of wrestling. So good.
What's going on?
Dude, I heard that promo, and I bet I played that three or four times already this morning because I'm just so knocked out by it. How great a moment is that?
I mean, that's why I do what I do for stuff like that. I mean, that was surreal. It was crazy. And, you know, it was one of the things, like, I had no idea it was coming either, like, which makes it that much better. You know, they were like, hey, we need you to get to the building. You're doing something special today. You got to get to the building a little bit early, like 12:30. And I was like, all right. I rolled in there like, hey, we're going to go in this trailer right here. And like, as soon as I saw this big-ass fancy trailer on the lot, I was like, I know who that is. And I was like, this is awesome. So
that's so great.
Pretty insane.
By the way, Miss Lynch's voice is a little lower than yours or The Rock's. I feel like there's a lot going on there.
I mean, that's why she's the man, I guess.
So this Friday night is going to be fantastic. I heard Hogan's coming in. Flair's coming in.
Flair's like he's basically a Kansas City native. You know, he used to buy all his suits down at Michael's, and he always put that store over when he was in town, and he loves Kansas City, so I'm sure he'll be out getting wild.
Didn't he also do a fireworks stand here?
Yeah, he did an advertisement for fireworks
stand. Yeah, he actually did a fireworks stand, so I love Ric Flair. Not to mention, I'll tell you this, so when Jeff Worley got his first Dean model from Jackal, his first Dean guitar model, it came when he sent me that one of them. It came, you open the box, there's this beautiful kick-ass Jeff Worley guitar, and then you lift it up and there's an autographed 8x10 Ric Flair.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, that's the greatest gimmick I've ever seen. And
dude,
every one of them.
Like, I was like 14 and going to homecoming for the first time. My dad, I was like, I need a suit. I don't have a suit. He's like, I know where we're going. And then he took me there, and there's like an autographed 8x10 Ric Flair poster on the wall in the suit store.
Yes.
Rick buys his suits here. This is where you're getting your suit. I was like, all right, sweet.
Oh, so this Friday will be a monster show. You know, I think I'm going to try to come out to this one. Is your brother going?
He's going, man. You let me know.
Oh, that's because it's going to be so much fun. This is to be the heel. And I think that a lot of people, depending on how into wrestling you are, if you're not, you don't understand. To be the heel is really the best role in wrestling. To feel the crowd turn on you, and you know there are certain things you can say and do in a city that just, there's a full meltdown.
100%. And, like, one of my favorite things is when you get that, like, So not only do I irritate everybody and their mother and some of their grandmothers, which is fantastic, by the way, when you get a grandmother all riled up and she's trying to choke you or something. But it's when you get all the fans that they start cheering for that good guy. If it's a guy they don't really care about, then all of a sudden they care about him. Or if it's somebody like The Rock they love, like, dude, it was insane being in the ring and just listening to the crowd, like, hang on every word. But if he doesn't have a guy in there that pisses people off, they don't care as much. So it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, that's it. You have to, there's got to be some feeling into it. And so I think a lot of times the good guy in the match against the heel, just like you said, he's kind of nameless, faceless, but they only root for him because they hate the bad guy so much. And we all love that part of wrestling. That's what wrestling's always been.
Yeah. I get paid to literally make people want to see me get my ass kicked. Like, how fun is that?
Well, here's the scary part about him in real life. It's like, you know, because it can boil over into real world, but people should understand that you're a Golden Gloves boxer champion. You've done all of it. MMA stuff. You've always been a genuine athlete, football, all of it.
Yeah, we've got some, it's crazy right now. It's like, it's becoming kind of WWE, like, there's less people you're going to say things to on the street, you know, because now, like, Cain Velasquez is coming doing some stuff. You know, we got Brock, obviously, he'll tear people's heads off. We got Tyson Fury's here doing stuff. Like, so we got dudes that will legit take you out back and hand you a beating.
Yeah, for real.
And it's pretty crazy. We got, you know, Chad Gable, we just came off thing. His new name is Shorty G, which I love because it makes everybody mad. But they're so stupid they don't realize. That's the point, dummy. But, like, even he took eighth place in the Olympics. So there's, like, eight people better in the world than him. That's it. So it's pretty crazy.
So you've got a match against Roman Reigns. And how does Flair, is he just coming because Charlotte's going to be in?
So we got a big show coming up in, when I come to Kansas City, I got a crazy week going on. I come to Kansas City Friday morning, Saturday morning I fly to Puerto Rico, Sunday morning I fly to back to Tampa for about 12 hours, fly to St. Louis, and then fly to Saudi Arabia. So we're doing a show over there, and we have two teams, and it's Ric Flair's team, which I'm on, versus Hogan's team in Saudi Arabia. So it's 5-on-5, and we're going to absolutely destroy Hogan's team. So it's going to be great.
Is this the first time you've been over there to Saudi Arabia?
I think my fifth.
Wow. Anybody ever get in trouble over there?
No, because it's a genuine fear of not making it back.
Yeah, for real.
You do something stupid, which you just have to respect the culture. Like, it's...
Yep.
You know, it is what it is over there. That's how they do it. You know, if you come into my house and break my rules, we're going to have problems.
See, that's called being a smart traveler. You really should just give a very short class to people at the airport. I can't tell you how much that very short, succinct statement would help people while they travel.
You know, the class at the airport people need is like 6 or 7 slaps across the face.
Dude, I just want to have you walk out into the ring on Friday and just go super heel by just and announcing if given the chance you'll break Mahomes' other leg.
Oh God.
We can't have that.
Can you imagine?
There's some things I'll do, but I need my Chiefs to do good.
Like, of course. Of course. But can you imagine the room turn?
I wouldn't mind giving him a black eye. He can play with a black eye.
Sure, absolutely. Get his other knee. Oh, my God. And which, obviously, we're kidding before anybody gets riled up. It's wrestling.
Yeah. Now you're going to be, your Twitter's going to be on fire today.
Well, Jesus Christ. Oh, I know. People are insane, aren't they? I mean, they really are. Is there, when you're working the heel, is there somewhere you don't go? Is there somewhere you go, even that's too much? I mean, are politics off? Is religion off? I mean, where does the line start?
Yeah, definitely politics and religion are kind of that no-go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fun because different cities you can point out different things. You know, Arkansas, you can get into them about their families. And, you know, when you get down south a little bit, you can start, you know, talking about how they're hillbillies and can't read and stuff like that. So that's always really entertaining. Or I can't remember, in one city, apparently they were voted like the worst public schools in America, and So, of course, I brought that up and told them they were all idiots. That's why they're because their schools can't teach them better. And, like, I thought people were going to start coming over the rail.
But that's the best. That's what made Andy Kaufman so genius. And, you know, and everything with Jerry Lawler, like, that work, you know, I don't know that that will ever be taught, but I've gotten to speak with Jerry Lawler so many times now, and he sat down and laid that out for me, how the whole thing played out bit by bit, and it's just genius and so fantastic.
Dude, if you put a little bit of effort into, like, where you are and what's going on, it makes it so much easier to destroy them.
Yeah.
You're in some town up in, I was like, Hershey or, I can't remember, somewhere up near Pennsylvania, and Arn Anderson at the time comes up and he goes, I know you're smart and I know you know they're closing some big factory down and they're going to lose like 20,000 jobs. You're not allowed to talk about it. I was like, oh, all right, fine. Like, they'll come warn me because they know I'll go after them. Like, I was in New York too and did a dark match and I told them all that they weren't worth it. I was going to leave like Amazon and they were all, that is really not well.
Jesus.
You get into Michigan and go, oh, I know why you don't get it. It's the water you've been drinking.
Yeah. Oh, dude, Detroit, fantastic place to do that.
Oh, this is going to be such a great show on Friday. I'm excited about it, man. I'll call your brother. And by the way, what a fun wedding or a fun reception it was. And you know me, I don't go to them.
Right.
It was really great. It was really a very nice time. The taco truck is genius. It was absolutely genius.
Dude, how smart was that?
Mm-hmm.
Sober up a little bit. By the way, I have not drank Jack Daniel's since. So,
Yeah, you were on a tear. I don't know how late it went, but when I walked out the door,
it was because of your attitude. But yes, my wife, I was carrying around. But I was drinking I brought some good wine because I like my wine too, and it was like a $150 bottle. She's like, "You were just drinking it out of the bottle." I was like, "That's fantastic."
And I found
a video on my phone of my brother and I downstairs taking shots, and I texted it to him. I go, I have no idea when we did this.
Oh. And who was your other get in trouble buddy? You had another buddy I met.
CK.
Who was,
CK is my, if you want to have shit go real bad, that's who you hang out with.
Right? Yeah, he was, what were the stories you were telling me? Like, these two, like, you should see them. And, like, they'll walk up and full bore punch each other as hard as they can.
Yes.
And you had knocked him out one time because he had gotten drunk and gotten lippy with you.
Yes. He has about a 6-inch scar on the back of his head from it.
Jesus.
Yeah. No, tell Nick.
The best part of it all is I have a picture, and I think it's at my mom's house, and I'll have to try to find it to send it to you. But it was bleeding so bad that his dog, he had a female dog, so they had like feminine pads for the dog. So we ace-wrapped a feminine pad to his head. And it might be the funniest picture I've ever seen. Because he just has this look of total defeat. You can tell he's kind of drunk, and then he has this haggard feminine pad taped to his head.
How did this happen? I don't even understand how you got to the point where you're getting the white trash gauze wrap-up.
It was a normal night out where we drank everything we could.
Sure.
And we went back and probably put on a bunch of music, which is what always gets us rowdy. And then something gets broken, and then there's an argument because it was somebody's something, a chair or broke my recliner, now your recliner's mine, that kind of stuff. Or we started playing like Guitar Hero, and somebody had a guitar swung at him. But this night, he did something, and he just went like, I don't know if he was kind of fighting with his now wife at the time, but he started yelling and went upstairs, and he ripped his entire door off his wall. And was breaking it. So I went up and was like, dude, you need to calm down. Like, this is not cool. And he took a swing at me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, that's your warning. Swing at me again, we're going to have problems. He swings again, and I just knock it down. Because he's like kind of that sloppy drunk where he's not really going to hit you that hard if he even does hit
right.
you. And I was like, that's it. I said, one more time, CK, and you're going down. And as soon as he reined his arm back, I hit him dead in the nose. And it sent him, like, flying backwards. And I think he tripped over something or whatever, but he hit his head on his bedpost.
Jesus!
And he just lights out. We're like, oh, no! Like, the best part was, it's like, just four kind of drunk guys trying to fix it.
Oh.
With dog pads.
And then we had to call his now wife, who he was fighting with, to come help us.
Oh.
She showed up and just saw that haggard tape job on his head. She was not happy.
I figured the opposite, that she would be happy that somebody clocked him.
This is the first story out of their mouth.
Well, she knew she was cleaning it up.
So. That's why.
Oh, no. He turned around and was like, there it is, partner.
You got to find that picture from your mom. My
so
God.
So good.
Well, I know I have. We have some funny ones. There's one we have where, so he, we used to fight so much in the house that he got cauliflower ears. This is not a joke. And then, so then his mom had his ears drained because she didn't want him looking ridiculous. So she made him legit, we'd start drinking, he'd put wrestling headgear on because we knew where it was going. So like after about midnight, they're like, ah, CK's got his headgear off, this is going to go bad. And it was always, but there's another picture, we had a wicker dining room table and dining room chairs.
Oh, God.
And there's a picture at about probably 3 a.m. where I'm kind of asleep on the ground with my head propped up against the wall. CK's leaning against the wall where there's a body imprint of him in the wall. And the wicker furniture is destroyed. Like, just wicker everywhere. But we were smart enough to take the glass top off and move the glass out of the room.
That was smart. I was saying,
he had his headgear on. It was fantastic.
Oh, I meet him, and they're telling me the story about all these things that they're doing. And then the guy's like, hey, give me your number. We are going to go out. I'm like, oh, hell no, man.
I like you.
I'm going to shoot you right out of the gate.
So your poor moms had to deal with you because it sounds like you were like pretty much lifelong friends. Did you ever replace anything for your sweet mom?
What's that?
Did you ever replace anything in that house for your sweet mom? Because it sounds like you've destroyed half a house.
So this was our house in college.
Oh, God.
So it was everything in college. Now, his mom had to replace it all because they owned the house. So it was not. We got a good bill from it. But then it was just funny. Like, it was funny. His mom was the best because she always, like, he was like, I'm going to go buy a boat. We're like, don't buy a boat, dude. And he's like, no, I'm doing it. I'm buying a boat. So he goes and buys a boat. We take it out to Mazingo out in Maryville. He puts it in the water. It sinks. We're like, we told you not to buy a boat. Like, like $4,000 just gone. Like, my mom's not going to be happy about that one. I have to put the plug in the back. I was like, you don't know anything about boats.
I knew it.
Get your headgear, goddammit.
Yeah.
You earned it.
Like, getting lost in Portugal one night. Like, I'll fast forward through the whole night because there were some places we shouldn't have been. But it ended up with me being lost for roughly 5 hours and laying down in someone's front yard, like basically crying, going, this is it. This is the end of the road for me. I just cast all my chips in. I'm lost in Portugal. So some dude comes out of his house screaming at me in Portuguese. And then I continued on my journey.
This is the end of the road.
Hours, I found the condo, and I run inside, and I'm in tears of joy. I fling the door open. And his mom is standing right in the hallway. Where the F have you been? And I was like, I'm home. Like, just let me get in my bed. CK wasn't there yet.
Okay.
Oh, God. CK was.
Oh.
He was like, we're walking back to where you were. And I was like, no, it took 5 hours.
You're probably three blocks away.
We got to the car in like about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I just turned left instead of right, it would have saved me 5 hours. I cracked a rib. Great. My legs hurt the rest of the thing. I ripped a whole pant leg off trying to climb a fence. But I found CK in the car. And we knock on the window. And he sits up. And he has vomit all down his chest. And he goes, what happened? My friend,
this is what the wedding reception was like.
Oh, he's
that's why I said this was such a great time. John was over at the house last night with Craig Gass, and everybody was telling stories. Dixon was there, and by the way, if you have a chance to come over, it's not done, but Halloween is set up and we're programming it right now, and it looks phenomenal.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll send you some videos, but man, I know you're probably
from the Sprint Center.
20 minutes.
All right, let's swing over after the show.
Yeah, no, seriously, are you kidding? It'll be dark. There'll be plenty of brown liquor in the house. It could all be good.
Yeah, I got a 4 a.m. flight. That'll be great.
I'm going to go ahead and put on a helmet now and get used to it.
Let's see how it works.
Listen, I'll see you Friday night, man. I'll call your brother Danny.
Perfect.
All right, brother, listen, take care. Get ready. Here it comes, Kansas City. They roll into Kansas City SmackDown live at Sprint Center this Friday night. I'm looking forward to it, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I'll see you Friday.